My name is Dr. Jamil, and I am running for one of the open seats for the TCAPS Board of Education.
Why are you running for the board?
Because I would like to see positive change come out of this election. I think that the board has not necessarily fulfilled all of its duties, and I think this is a great opportunity for five people who have a common vision of the board's work to get onto the board. What I've seen in the past is when individuals seem to be elected to the board, they take on the tone that the current board has, which is more of rubber stamping the recommendations that have been made by the executive team. And all of us on Team 5 believe that the board should be more of a check and balance on the administration, on the executive team. That doesn't mean an obstacle to, but that we as a board need to ensure, or will need to ensure, that the information presented by the executive team to the board is accurate, doesn't include any misrepresentations, and we need to consider alternative perspectives before we just rubber stamp any recommendations by the superintendent or the executive team.
So just to clarify, Team 5 is a group of five of you who are running under a similar platform, but you're actually running as individuals.
That's correct.
Okay. And what do you think separates you from all the other candidates?
Well, if you'd like to look at all of the candidates, it's interesting. Matt Anderson sent his children to a private school, I believe, and has just now, as they've aged out of the private school they were attending, they've now entered the public school. He was also selected by the current board members and is someone that appears to not want to change the way things are done. Pamela Fortin and Sue Kelly have a push for, I think their motto, and probably Matt Anderson's as well, is stay on the course. Whereas Team 5 believes that the course that this board has been on is not a good one to be on. It's not in the best interest of TCAPS. We need to change courses, without a doubt. And as long as people like the current board or people who think like them are in charge, we're not going to change course. And they've flat out said they want to stay the course.
So one of the questions that I've been asking other candidates is how they think the board's doing. I'm guessing maybe you think the board should be operating a little bit differently. Can you talk about that?
Yes. I have not observed this board question the information that is presented by Superintendent Soma or the executive team. And I think that's a critical function of the board. The board should not be accepting whatever is presented before it by this superintendent or any superintendent. Their job is to confirm that the information presented is accurate, that it does not include any misinformation, whether that's intentional or not. I think that the board needs to share information publicly before major decisions are made, and that the board needs to invite and consider the input of other stakeholders in the community, whether those are parents, teachers, administrators, business leaders. There are a lot of respected voices that are being left out of major decision making. And I believe that that has contributed to the lack of trust that TCAPS now has, the problem of a lack of trust between community and TCAPS. So that's something that we would like to change.
Is that something you're seeing, a lack of trust?
Absolutely. We have employees of TCAPS who contact us. They don't want to be named. Anytime that I have taken a position on a TCAPS issue before I was even running, people from within TCAPS would contact me and offer information. And I would ask, why aren't you bringing this publicly? And across the boards, they would say that there was a fear of retaliation. They could be transferred to a different position, a less attractive position. They could lose their job. Or a big one was impromptu principal evaluations of anyone that questioned a policy or a decision that was made by higher-ups.
So let's talk about one of the things that has kind of been on at the forefront of the news in the past year. Superintendent Soma there were complaints filed against him alleging bullying, gender-based discrimination, and as you mentioned, retaliation. And I'm wondering, what the board did was they hired a third-party investigation twice to look into it, and the investigation found that Superintendent Soma was not responsible. I'm wondering how you think the board did, and would you have done things differently?
Well, I think we need to clarify. When you say the investigation found that Superintendent was not responsible, I don't know that that's exactly correct. First of all, the investigation was limited to only those complaints that were required by law to be investigated, and that pertained to gender discrimination. So if you've had a chance to read the findings, it's incredible. The investigator flat out says that Mr. Soma's behavior does not indicate gender discrimination because he's mistreating men. It's not rising to the level of gender discrimination because both men and women are being mistreated. I find it interesting that any board would accept that and say, oh, this is fine. As long as there isn't gender discrimination, it's okay for you to mistreat both men and women. So with your question on how do I feel the board has done with that, I think the board has failed the community miserably on that. They had an opportunity to call out Superintendent Soma on his behavior. They failed to do that. Not only that, they have failed to implement standards of behavior for this superintendent. And without those standards, how can anyone hold him accountable? Till now, he claims that he has not done anything wrong. I find it hard to believe that 26 out of 31 administrators voted no confidence in this person, and the board has yet to do anything but have these investigations which were required by law. That's the only thing this board has done.
In recent years, TCAPS has had to make cuts to balance the budget. They've closed some elementary schools. They've dissolved the International Baccalaureate Program. If TCAPS needs to save money again down the road, which presumably might happen, and if you were on the board, how would you go about balancing the budget?
Well, unfortunately, I do think that cuts need to be made. We have a limited budget, so we can't do everything that we want to do. I would argue, and I have established this already, that cuts are being made based on costs that are not that have not been proven. So, for example, with regard to the International Baccalaureate Program for the middle years, the middle school, Mr. Soma claimed that the program would need to be cut because it cost $400,000. When we got the actual numbers from the district through a Freedom of Information Act request, we saw that the numbers were significantly less than that. Unfortunately, none of the board members questioned Superintendent Soma with regard to those numbers. They accepted what he said and made a decision based on that. We've seen cuts being made to balance a short-term budget that are really not in the best interests of our district for the long term. And that's why I and the rest of the women running as part of Team 5, we strongly feel that any kind of financial decisions need to consider the impact down the road, not just the immediate, I've balanced the budget, yay, here's a headline for me, and when something happens down the road, I'm not going to address it. That's coming at a cost to our community, our children, and our staff.
You're running for a 2-year term. I'm wondering if there's anything else you would like voters to know about you.
My career has been based on basically interviewing people. I'm an attorney. I worked as a federal agent. I worked as a civil investigator, all for the federal government. And as an employee of the government, in particular in those positions, credibility is of utmost importance. So I can assure you that I would not make misleading statements. Honesty is more important than getting my way. And I know that my mission would be to keep asking questions until we get all relevant information before we make any answers that are going to impact the district.
Dr. Demille, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.